JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
More jobs.
Yeah, yesterday we talked about the Phil Jobs data series. That's a slightly different lens on employment. It did show that jobs growth is slowing, still growing nonetheless. But yesterday, another view of what's happening in the labour market, that was the release of the BNZ Seek employment report. That's for November. So this look at jobs ads. So trying to capture the demand for businesses and organisations looking for staff. Now, before the election, there was definitely a trend in place. Job ads were falling. So you sort of asked the question, was that uncertainty ahead of the election? Well, if it was, job ads have continued to fall post the election. So job ads, if I look at in the big picture, are now back to levels last seen pre-COVID. There has been a seasonally adjusted fall of 4.8%. Now, that is the seventh fall in the last 8 months. So I think the characterisation of a negative trend is an accurate one. There are regional variations. Just looking at the large population areas, Auckland's pulling the national number down. Wellington also quite weak. But Taranaki, don't know what's going on there. Job ads there down 14%. So something's happening there. Also quite notable industry variations. So if you're looking at information and communications, technology, design and architecture, marketing, those areas are well below 2019 levels. I mean, I have got a few questions, Mike. What's the impact of immigration on this? I mean, does the influx of people mean that jobs are getting filled now without being advertised? So it actually kind of skews that. Or are we seeing a more sort of basic underlying weakening in demand? And let's just keep an eye on Wellington and see how much those job ads change in Wellington over the next little while.
Now, what's the data? What's your pick of the data? What's the gold medal? What's the one you're fizzing over?
The one I'm fizzing over. Well, you know, we're getting close to the big shutdown, aren't we, in New Zealand? But it doesn't mean there isn't event risk for markets this week. There is quite a lot going on. We've got GDP. I mean, everybody always focuses on GDP, Mike, and it is important, but it's just so historical. It's so much in the rear vision mirror. It does speak to the momentum that we carry into the fourth quarter. So that's the key one. Look, I think there's an even chance we're going to dodge a recession, but I just keep coming back to this issue, Mike. What's the difference between growth at minus 0.1 and zero? Exactly. You know, they're still both anemic growth, but we'll talk about that more on Thursday morning. But the central bankers are in the spotlight. The big one's the Fed Reserve. Last meeting for the year. That is announced Thursday morning our time. No rate change expected, but of course, you know, we've had plenty of Federal Reserve speakers recently, but it's the big dog. It's Powell, the chair, who will hold center stage. I'm still expecting him to push back against market expectations of earlier rate cuts. But you've also got, as well as the US Fed, you've got Bank of England, European Central Bank. They're also considering their monetary policy settings this week. In the UK, you'll see rates hold steady at 5.25%. But look, Europe's interesting because Europe's now the one that's the area or the big area that's probably looking closest to being able to actually change their policy rate. And locally, Mike, you know, today you've got card spending data that's for November. You've got the big trading days in there, and also the topic du jour, migration, net migration, that's out today for October. The monthly numbers have been trending down because you're dropping out lower numbers from last year, but the annual number has still been rising. And then as well as that, we've got current account, we've got RNZ house prices, manufacturing PMI, which chocker full of data this week, Mike, chocker full of data. Love it.
Give me some numbers.
Love it. 36,300 now on the data. Let's try that again in English. 36,309 on the Dow Jones, which is up 62 points, 0.17%. The S&P 500, 4,608, up 4 points. And the NASDAQ, 14,374, down 29 points. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 0.13%, 7,544. The Nikkei was up 484 points. That's 1.5%, 32,791. Shanghai Composite up 22, 2,991, the close there. ASX 200 just gained 4 points yesterday, small move, 7,199. And we lost 0.4% on the NZX 50, 11,449, the close there. One Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets this morning will buy you 0.6119 US, 0.9323 Aussie, 0.5692 Euro, 0.4874 pounds, 89.58 Japanese yen. Gold has tumbled a little bit, $1,983, so it's back under $2,000. And Brent crude steady, $75.88.
Good stuff. See you tomorrow. JMIWealth.co.nz. Andrew Callahan.